Those coaches from last year that you've decided not to retain, or have you told them that they won't be retained, and are they now free to look for other work?
Yeah, like I said, we haven't held anybody back from having a chance to go look for any other jobs. Again, I don't want to get into too many details and specific names on those things.
Have you spoke to Brandon Whedon?
I have.
Hey, what was that conversation after?
He called me a couple days ago, and you know, we had a good conversation. You know, talked a little bit about you know, what my vision is for the team and some of the things I shared here in the press conference last week, and it was good. I think it sounds like he's excited, and you know, all the guys that I've come across, you know, Dick Wells stopped by, and you know, there's a feel of energy in the air, and I think these guys are excited about getting going, and I can't wait till they all report.
How much did Joe have to do with keeping Warhop and Tabor on the staff? Were you familiar with them before you got here?
I was, and all the research that I did on those guys, the people I've talked to, it was extensive on talking to them, or talking to people and doing the research on them, that these guys are outstanding. And, you know, I had known George for a while. I did not know Chris Tabor personally. But, again, you know, everybody you talk to had great things to say about both of them. And you know, I'm happy to be able to keep them here.
Chad, is it all awkward to be sort of like switching positions with Norv, having worked out there with him?
We worked so much hand-in-hand. And, you know, during the course of the game, I mean, it was a lively interaction at all times. I mean, I could throw plays out and tell them. And so, you know, we have that kind of relationship that you know, I think it'll be very smooth, and I'm looking forward to it.
Could you touch on the addition of Michael Lombardi? And collaborative effort is pretty much the buzzword concerning how the personnel decisions are going to be made. And it's kind of maybe it's not a unique approach from your perspective, but to a lot of fans, they think that might be a little bit of a unique approach, a collaborative effort, instead of maybe having one guy that has that final say.
You know, the situations that I've been around, those were the best places, and the best decisions were made in that type of situation. And like Joel alluded to, is that when you work together and the communication's there, there's really no surprises when you end up sitting down at the end of the day and making those decisions. And you know, a group effort is the best way to go. You know, when you have people, you like people to have opinions and different opinions. And when you work together well and you communicate, you can work through all those. And you make the right decisions more often than not.
Hey, Rob, I know you said you still haven't finalized the play calling decision, but last Friday you said that if you were comfortable with the offensive coordinator, he would call the plays. Are you comfortable with Norv in that capacity? I mean, would you consider him somebody you'd be comfortable with doing that?
He is, and you know, but we need to work through some of the things offensively, and he's gonna be here on Monday, so we'll have a big list of things to work through, and that'll be one of the things we'll discuss, and I'll let you know at that time.